Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
Let's try again with Bob's on the phone rather than the Skype. Sorry about that, Barbara. Look, I'm very glad you're flagging this first story because several people already asked you about it on Twitter this morning. The front page of a Somerset West private school's website with a picture of pupils in what appears to be the Nazi salute.
Right. So this sort of broke on Twitter yesterday or the day before. I mean, the days go by. And look, of this class picture, I think they're matrix, three of the guys have got their arm out in what looks like a Nazi salute. Sparked an outrage online. A lot of people posting and sharing this, approaching the school. And very quickly, it was removed from the school's website, although they wouldn't explain it at the time, saying they were working on a statement and weren't authorized to speak to the media. Eventually, the principal, Morne Kutzer, came into private school, came out and said, it's actually a Roman salute.
No.
And while we don't believe that the learners intend to offend anyone, we've removed the photograph from the website. People continue to say, but this is not okay. And, you know, the Roman salute in any event was something that was adopted
by the fascists.
Correct. And in fact, is illegal in Germany. But nevertheless, people said, like, this is not a Roman salute, for goodness sake. I mean, this really does look like a Nazi salute. And even if these kids were unaware, we know it's a triggering gesture. And why would this not have gone through various channels of approval before it ended up on their website, one has to ask.
Well, you have to wonder because it's not just on the website, it's on the homepage. It's kind of like the advert for the school. Yeah. And what are you trying to say about what your school represents if you let that pass? It is extraordinary.
Yes. The Human Rights Commission is going to look into it, although a formal complaint hasn't been lodged. They're going to investigate the matter.
Okay.
Let's see what they come up with.
Okay, so watch this space. All right, I don't know if we can try and probe the Human Rights Commission when we speak to them later.
Great.
On that one. We'll give it a bash. Okay, let's just move away to an international story. Please tell us why hashtag Green Shirt Guy is trending.
So yesterday this began trending in the United States. It's a video that someone took at a meeting, a Tucson City Council meeting, which was voting on whether to put a sanctuary city measure on the November ballot. Two protesters came to that meeting, and a young woman in a mega cap, Make America Great Again, which is a Trump, as we know, a Trump-associated paraphernalia, she proclaimed loudly that it's Congress's job to change immigration laws, with a poster that said, respect our laws or we will deport you. No sanctuary for criminals. And a guy in a green shirt sitting in the audience laughed hysterically at her. And someone videoed him laughing. He's become known as hashtag green shirt guy. He's giving people some hope because they feel, well, hopefully he represents a certain section of America that thinks people who are against immigration and who are sort of supporting the Trump immigration bent, you know, that there's hope in the light in the dark tunnel.
Okay.
So it's just quite interesting how it's got millions of views, this video.
All right, I'm going to have to go and take a look after the show. Thanks, Barbara. Final one is perhaps a related story, I wonder, but news breaking yesterday that nobody is going to host the Emmys this year. And I'm wondering, is it because they're scared of what the hosts are going to say and what they might, who they might anger and what kind of political comments they might make? Or is it simply a case of, oh, let's just find anything we can cut out of this to make the interminably long thing a little bit shorter?
Obviously, the latter is the argument they're putting out there, not the former. But I think you've got a fair point. So the event is on September the 22nd, and yes, they're saying it's an Emmy makeover. It's the first time the Emmy has been hostless since 2003, where it was also on Fox. I mean, I'm not going to comment that it's on the Fox channel, and one has to wonder. But they're saying that it's going to give breathing room to showcase more of the awards and particularly to say goodbye to the many of the shows that are now leaving. So who knows what the true story is, but I thought it was interesting that it's going to be hostless.
Barbara Friedman, thanks so much. I don't think it's enough to make me want to watch 4 or 5 hours of self-congratulatory patting on the back. But there we go. Barbara Friedman, thanks from our online desk. Visit the Cape Talk website for more on those stories and, of course, everything else we're talking about over the course of the morning.